Go ahead and turn to Luke chapter 2. Or if you have your phone, as the case may be. But Luke chapter 2. And I'm going to go ahead and read verses 1 through 20. So Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Father, as we pause before your word tonight, we pray that you would speak afresh to us. Help us to hear you and to receive you. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. Well, just a couple of thoughts. The first one is that Jesus was so human that he needed a mother's love. And I'm not sure that we always, you know, kind of stop to realize how human Jesus was. But one of the lines that kind of jumps out at me is verse 7, that she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And Jesus became so human that he was completely vulnerable, and so vulnerable that he needed his mom to take care of him. He needed a mother's love. And sometimes I think we forget just how much Jesus came, or how close Jesus came, how fully Jesus came into our situations, into kind of the human predicament. We need love. And we come into this world needing love. And from the moment we're born, even when we're in the womb, we need love. We need love. We need a mom who's going to care for us. We need a mom who's going to love us. We need a mom who is going to tend to our needs. And so here we see Jesus born, and he's not born with kind of all power and glory and self-sufficient. He's born just like you and me. He's born where he is so vulnerable and so needy, and if his mom doesn't love him and care for him and wrap him up, he's not going to make it. He won't make it. And so to begin to realize that Jesus knows us in our need for love, that we are born needing love, we are born needing care, we are born needing our mom to love us and care for us. And Jesus is right there with us in that need. push that just a little further. So Jesus comes all the way to where we are in terms of at his birth being so vulnerable that he needs his mother's love and care, and he knows us in our neediness for love. He is right there with us. But he comes to us right in the depth of that place to show us our Father's love. He doesn't come just to experience, oh, so this is what it's like to be human. But he comes into the depths of our humanness and the depths of our neediness and the depths of our vulnerability to be with us right there in that place of our need for love, to show us our Father's love, to show us that God loves us, to show us who our Father is. And so the place to get the understanding of who our Father is to look at Jesus. And Jesus comes all the way. There's no way we can really grasp who the Father is unless the Father comes to us in the midst of our neediness. And so he sends his son Jesus to meet us at that most vulnerable place of needing to be loved, to show us that he does indeed love us and that he cares for us and that he has life for us. So that's kind of the first thought that really kind of strikes me in thinking about Christmas this year, is that Jesus is so much one of us that he needs his mom's love, and he meets us there. And in meeting us there, he actually shows us and demonstrates our Father's love for us. The second thing, and this is something that comes to me, I don't know, every single Christmas, I think, and that's the shepherds. I cannot get away from the shepherds. Maybe it's because when I was in school, I worked security or public safety and had my share of 11 to 7s, and so kind of those all-nighters, and, you know, you're just sitting there, kind of keeping watch. And in the midst of their sitting there, kind of keeping watch over the flocks, they're the ones who get the angels. They had no idea that it was Christmas Eve. For them, it was just one more night of watching sheep. But in the midst of that night of watching sheep, the heavens open and the angels descend, and they got news for them. And the news is that unto you a Savior has been born. I don't know why the shepherds, but I wonder, I wonder if the shepherds kind of get the good news first, because there's some kind of affinity between the shepherds and God. That the shepherds are keeping watch over their flocks, and God keeps watch. God is constantly tending to creation. God is constantly tending to humanity. God is constantly tending to the needs of others. That's what a shepherd does. A shepherd is out there kind of keeping watch, tending to the needs of the flock, and trying to guide and trying to steer and going after lost ones or stray ones. And I just wonder if the shepherds get the good news because there's some type of an affinity between them and how they care for the sheep and how God cares for the world. And so go let the shepherds know that I've been keeping watch, and unto you a Savior has been born. And maybe even pushing a little bit further, why the shepherds get the good news. Jesus is going to be the good shepherd. That they're going to see the birth of a Savior. They're going to see the birth of the shepherd that the world has lacked in the flesh. And so they're actually kind of getting the news first that a Savior, a good shepherd, has been born. And he's going to spend his life regathering people and showing them God's love. And so the shepherds had no idea what was coming that night. It was just one more night. And all of a sudden, they get the Christmas news. And I guess that's kind of the final, I guess, point for tonight. Is we know that it's Christmas Eve, but that first Christmas Eve came when nobody was expecting Christmas Eve. Well, I guess Mary was expecting. But beyond Mary expecting, nobody was expecting. And yet, the heavens opened and the angels had good news that a Savior has been born. And in many ways, we get to play the role of the angels. That, yeah, we know it's Christmas Eve, but when it became Christmas for you, wasn't so much on December 25th. I think when it became Christmas for you, Christmas for me, Christmas for us, is when the heavens opened and we got the good news that a Savior has been born to us. And that Savior is Jesus. And that He has come all the way to meet us in our vulnerability of needing love to show us the love of the Father. And so we kind of get to play the role of the angels. We kind of get to announce to people good news. You might think it's just another day. You might think it's just another year. You might think it's just another tough week. But good news. Unto you a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And you will find Him. You will find Him in the midst of your vulnerability, in the midst of your needing love. You will find Him showing you the love of the Father, not distancing Himself from you, not removing Himself from you, not turning away from you, but coming all the way to where you're at, to where we're at in our neediness, to show us the love of the Father. We get the privilege of being the angels. We get the privilege of being the messengers to announce that news to a world that's hurting for love. And we just think about our congregation. We just think about our extended families. We think about our neighborhood. We think about our city. We think about our nation. We think about our world. What great need for love. And Jesus meets us. He knows that need for love. And He reveals the love of the Father. And we get to be the messengers who announced in the midst of that kind of darkness, good news, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.